Senator Kerry is expected to announce his choice for a running mate as early as this week and do it by email. This will give the news first to subscribers to the Kerry website. We called two political strategists to find out what name might be in that email. Republican Scott Reed worked on the presidential campaign of Bob Dole, and Donna Brazile was Al Gore's campaign manager.
I didn't get a sense that it was Lieberman until the Saturday before Gore made up his mind on Sunday, well, actually Monday morning. And it was funny, it just hit me. It was like in the middle of the night I was going to my apartment in Nashville, and I said, I bet it's Lieberman. It's just in my gut. It was just gut. I don't have a gut check for this one. I don't have a gut check.
Scott Reed, you worked for Bob Dole when he ran for president in 1996. What were you looking for in a vice presidential candidate then?
Well, we were looking for someone like Jack Kemp that would energize the base of the party. We were trailing at the time, so we needed to do something that was non-traditional. So we went outside of some of the normal governors and senators that were the stars of the Republican Party at the time. And the major platform that we were running on that year was an across-the-board tax cut. And there was nobody really better than someone like Jack Kemp, who was part of the architect of the Reagan tax cuts in the early 80s, that could help us sell that message.
Donna Brazile and Scott Reed, in both of these cases, Lieberman for Gore and Kemp for Dole, the vice presidential candidate didn't really bring in a swing state for the main candidate. It's not thought that. Yet analysts still talk about that as being a factor. Is it a factor, Donna Brazile?
There's no question that Joe Lieberman helped us with voters in Florida. We practically parked Lieberman in Florida the last 3 weeks of the campaign. He helped us in Oregon and Washington State. He ensured that the New England states were solid Democratic. Gore had a lot of support from progressives and base voters, but we needed help with swing voters, and Lieberman really helped us in those states.
When you begin to put together your thought process on this, you're always looking at the electoral map, and you're always looking at how you're going to get to 270 electoral votes. And you'd always like to be able to look at a state or two or a part of a region that the vice president can help you actually make competitive and move to your side that you normally wouldn't win. But it's not that easy. And there often are not candidates that have the national stature that are from one of those states that could really fill that bill.
On that note, I want to ask both of you what Kerry really needs in a vice presidential candidate.
He needs someone to provide balance. I'd like to mention the South because the Republican Party has a foothold there, and it's time the Democrats put their foot back in that great soil of ours. And I also believe that he needs someone that could help him appeal and attract single women, swing voters, and those who remain on the sidelines in American politics.
Donna Brazile, it sounds like you are alluding to John Edwards, the North Carolina senator.
Edwards would be a great nominee, as well as Wesley Clark. So I like the South because, again, so many electoral votes, so much promise. This is the season to really tell the Republican Party we intend to challenge you. We're not giving up one inch of turf.
And Ms. Brazile, so many strategists have said Democrats should stop focusing on the South, that it is not an area of the country that Democrats can reasonably expect to win anymore.
Well, tell that to the governor of Louisiana, the governor of North Carolina, Virginia, and Tennessee, and the governor of Oklahoma, which is pretty much sometime a southern state. I disagree with these so-called national strategists that somehow or another believe that South is anti-democratic. They are pro-democratic in their values. They are pro-democratic in their thinking, and it's time that Democrats compete so that they can be pro-democratic in their votes.
Donna's right about the South. You look at the Senate races that are competitive this year for Republicans in North and South Carolina, Georgia and Florida and Louisiana. This is an area that Republicans believe they can make great gains in the Senate, and it's something that a lot of Kerry's colleagues in the Senate, I'm sure, are reminding him about, that they would hate to lose all these seats. That makes Edwards as somebody that could help in that region. The Edwards campaign for vice president has been a real campaign, and it's gotten to the level where now I believe if he is not chosen, there's going to be quite a lot of disappointment around the country with a lot of Democrat activists because they recognize this guy has turned out to be one of the better performers in the Democratic Party right now.
The one element that people should just bow down and remember, John Kerry could have a totally different list. He could be thinking about Joe Biden. He could be thinking about a number of other top Democratic leaders across the country. Mark Warner, Virginia, Janet Napolitano, Arizona. This is a very private process. I wouldn't be surprised if a Chuck Hagel name or Bill Coyne or someone else of that ilk get slipped into the discussion at the last minute.
Chuck Hagel being the Republican senator from Nebraska, Bill Cohen actually worked in the Clinton administration.
And the former senator from the great swing state of Maine.
Republican senator.
Republican senator, that's correct.
Scott Reed, let me ask you, in Mr. Bush's case, does Vice President Cheney put any drag on the campaign?
There sure has been a lot of talk recently about Cheney and Cheney staying on the ticket, and I believe there's no doubt that he will be on the ticket. Every day that the Democrats spend time talking about Cheney and how he's a drag is, to me, a good day, and it's a day that they're not talking about President Bush and other things that they're always criticizing. I mean, at the end of the day, people vote for the top of the ticket.
Democrats have a lot of fodder. Keep him on the ticket.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Republican Scott Reed and Democrat Donna Brazile are both political strategists.